It's a review of Bishalach is, you know, Shiras Hayam itself, the ultimate Hashras Hashchina. But I thought I would actually focus on a point that we described yesterday. Vayimrul Moshe, Habim Li'en Kvarim B'Mitzrayim L'Kachtan L'Mus B'Midbar, Mazosa Sisa Lano L'Otiyan B'Mitzrayim Halozah Davar, Asher Dibarnu L'Acham B'Mitzrayim L'Imor Chadal M'Menu B'Navdas B'Mitzrayim, Kitov Lano Avodas B'Mitzrayim M'Musenu B'Midbar. That is to say, L'Fishitas HaRamban, that it was an attack on Moshe. They had a suffix in Moshe, but they actually believed very much in Hashem. But the question is, was Moshe, you know, sort of, you know, following his own agenda, which is, we noted that that was the kind of pattern of leadership that they were habituated to, is Paro, who, you know, is characterized by the Pasuk that we keep on discussing, you know, this time around the Chumash, Vayifen Paro Vayavol Beisov, V'lo Shasli Bogan Lazos, between Makas, Dam, and Tzvardaya. So be that as it may, Moshe's response, "Vayomer Moshe la'am al tira'u, his yatzvuru as Yeshua Hashem asher yasa lacham hayom." It's the Yeshua Hashem, and as you think I have, you know, any agency here, I'm just a shaliach. I'm an eved. His yatzvuru as Yeshua Hashem asher yasa lacham hayom ki asher yisam es mitzrayim hayom lo sosifun lerosam od adolam. Hashem yilachem lachem. Hashem is doing this. Again, the emphasis on Yeshua Hashem. Ve'atem tacharishun, and you won't have this idea anymore about me calling my own shots, you know, halavai, because this obviously becomes the fundamental problem of the Jewish people in the desert. But be that as it may, when you get to the prelude to Shira Sayam, you know, Vayosha, Hashem, Vayom Ahua, Sisram Yad Mitzrayim, Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim, Mesal Sva Sayam, Vayar Yisrael Sayad Hagdola, Shara Sasham Mitzrayim, Vayruha Mis Hashem, Vayaminu Bashem, Uve Moshe Avdo. Right, so here we have, I think, a great raya l'divrei HaRamban. Vayaminu ba'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo. They believed in Hashem, and in Moshe, b'Toras and Eved. It was clear to them that Moshe was simply neteyas yadchal hayam, that Moshe was carrying out the Ratzon Hashem, nothing more and nothing less. Right? There's this great debate between the Rambam and the Nusach HaGadah that we have. Should Moshe be completely omitted? Obviously, the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim is, of course, Anivelo Malach, Anivelo Saraf, Anivelo HaShaliach. As great as Moshe Rabbeinu is, you know, the important thing, you know, on that night is for us to remind ourselves, Vayihi b'chatzi alayla v'Hashem hikakal b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim. The Hashras HaShchina le'al shimurim hu la'Hashem, Pasach Hashem al batei b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. The intimacy of that night, right, the Hashras HaShchina of that night, that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, was not functioning as an intermediary. V'atem lo seitzu ish mi pesach beso ad boker. They didn't see Moshe that entire night. It was all about, you know, the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atmo. So if that's true, right, so you understand the Rambam's Nusach HaGadah, that you don't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name being mentioned at all. Even in our Haggadah, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned once, but only in this context. Vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. It's actually perfectly acceptable to mention Moshe's name as long as it's clear that he's the Eved. This is the one fine, shining moment where Klal Yisrael understands. In fact, in Meduyak, in the Rambam, in Chos Chametz Umatz, in Perek Zayin, where the Rambam discusses the Mechayiv of differentiated education, Lefidaito Shalben Aviv Melamdo. And the Rambam then says Ketzad, and he talks about children of different aptitude and different stages of intellectual cognitive development. And the Rambam reserves to the Ben Chacham the role of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, but only to the Ben Chacham. Why? Because the presumption is that only Ben Chacham is going to understand that it's Moshe b'Toras Eved, v'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo. There's a greater concern that a child who's not as developed intellectually, cognitively, is going to confuse the role of Moshe Rabbeinu with that of the Moshiach. And that, you know, is a risk that we run at other times, but we can't afford that on the Al Seder. That becomes a risk that we simply cannot run. So again, Raya L'shitas HaRamban here, where the Ramban said, "Vayomru al Moshe amibliyen kvarim b'mitzvah mekachtan lamus b'midbar halozea devar asher dibarnu elecha." We told you, you know, Asher Hivashem Esrechenu b'nei Faro b'nei Avadav l'sischer v'yadam l'argenu. Moshe, you started up with them. Why did you do that? Why are you acting so provocatively and impulsively? So the point is that their doubts regarding Moshe Rabbeinu are alleviated, and then you have this beautiful image of Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Israel as Hashira Azos LaShem, as Rashi notes, as, you know, Allah belibo lomar shira, that it was spontaneous. And Moshe has this desire to sing, and he sings, obviously, Beruach HaKodesh, and they answer Moshe line by line. There's this kind of an understanding of Moshe's role in the entire process.